With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, all good things must come to an end. And unfortunately for us, our winning streak came to an end yesterday. We go 5-5 on the card and we lose the juice, $45.50. We were supposed to have 11 games on the card, and maybe that would have kept the winning streak going, but Michigan and Michigan State were unfortunately canceled because of COVID. In college basketball, we go 3-3. We won one in overtime. We lost one in overtime. A lot of exciting games right down to the end, but yeah, we lose the juice there. In the National Football League, the Cowboys got the job done for us, so thank you for coming to play. But then, what was I thinking? On the podcast yesterday, I referenced that stat about 63% of the teams with nothing to play for win against the spread against teams with something to play for. Then I go on and not play the Broncos in that very same situation. What was I thinking? Missed opportunity there. So we lose on that game. We did hit in the FCS College Football National Championship. Thank you, North Dakota State. 9 national championships in 11 years. Yes, you are the Alabama of that class. That is an amazing run for you. In the National Hockey League, we lost our play. And not only that, but I think my top 5 plays all lost last night. So I'm very thankful we only play one game a day in the National Hockey League because it wasn't meant to be for us. But let's get to the card today. We have a big card again. 6 games for you in the National Football League. We got 3 prop bets. We got 1 game on the frozen pond. And we got 3 in college basketball. So the 6 games in the National Football League, we normally give you 7, but there's a reason for the 6. If we go the perfect 6-0 today, which is a long shot, we would finish at 60% for the year. So that's why we're going with the number 6. Here we go. It is game number 1. It is Minnesota -4 over Chicago. So the big storyline here, will either coach be back next year? Yeah, we'll find out. The Bears have won 2 straight for Coach Nagy. The Vikings have lost 2 straight for Coach Zimmer. The Vikings beat the Bears in Chicago 17-9 just 3 weeks ago. Kirk Cousins is back, and I see Minnesota ending the season with a runaway victory at home. I'm going to take the purple today, -4 over Chicago. Game number 2, it is the Chargers, -3 at the Raiders. So this game makes me sad. I really like both teams. Gus Bradley has done an amazing job with the Raider defense. 3 straight wins, giving up an average of 15.6 points per game. The Chargers have lost 2 of 3, including that ugly loss to Houston on the road. The Chargers beat Vegas by 14 the first time around, but that was ages ago. John Gruden was even coaching back then. I've said all season that I think the Chargers have a high ceiling, so I gotta believe they win this game. I'm gonna take the Chargers -3 over the Raiders. Next up, game number 3 on the card, it is the Ravens -3.5 over the Steelers. So the Ravens have lost 5 straight, including 4 games by 2 points or less, including a 1-point loss to Pittsburgh just 5 weeks ago. The Steelers' O-line is dinged up, and the Steelers will likely have an emotional letdown after Big Ben's last home game on Monday. I expect the Ravens to end the season strong. They're going to win this one by multiple scores, in my opinion. I'm taking the Ravens -3.5 over the Steelers. Next up on the card, we go to Miami. We're going to play the Patriots -6 at the Dolphins. So give the Dolphins all the credit in the world for winning their 6 straight. That ended abruptly last week at Tennessee. This is an opportunity for the Dolphins to finish above 500 for the season, but I just don't see it happening. When the Dolphins beat the Patriots 17-16 back in week 1, I thought it was going to be a long year for the Pats. I was wrong. This team has even scored over 50 points twice this year. I think New England tries to make a statement today. I like the Patriots -6. Next up, we go to New York. It is the football team -7 at the Giants. So Washington was a depressed 6-10 team, losing 4 straight. But Joe Judge gave him the bulletin board material they needed this week to get excited for the finale. The Giants have scored 13 points or less in six of their last seven games, and they've lost five straight. It's hard to believe these franchises have a combined seven Super Bowl victories. They're a long ways away from it right now. With Fromm at QB for the Giants, I'm going to take the football team today, minus the seven. Next up, we go to Atlanta, where we're going to play the Falcons plus 3.5 over the Saints. So this one would have been easy for me to pick, but the Falcons upset the Saints back in November. That revenge angle always scares me. The Saints have won 3 of 4 with excellent defense and have a long shot opportunity to make the playoffs. The Falcons, meanwhile, their last five losses have been by two scores or more. So I'm really banking on the Falcons to win this game. I think they'll do just that today at home against the Saints. Next up, we go to our quarterback prop bets. Three unders, like normal. Here we go. We're going to fade the rookie quarterbacks one last time. They won't be rookies next year. Trevor Lawrence, we're going to play under the 207.5 against Indianapolis. The Colts are just going to eat the clock. That's what I'm expecting. Zach Wilson, under the 184.5 at Buffalo. Cold, windy, tough Bills defense. We're going under one more time on Zach Wilson. Then your final play is Matthew Stafford. He's not a rookie, I know. Under 279.5 against San Francisco. I think the 49ers will try to play keep away again from that Ram offense. So there you go. There's your three quarterback prop bets. Next up, we go to the frozen pond. We like Anaheim, minus the 1.5 over Detroit at a plus 170. So both teams are on a back-to-back, both teams coming off a loss last night. The Red Wings are only 4-11-1 on the road this season. That's good enough for me to fade. I'm going to take the Ducks, minus the 1.5 at a plus 170. Next up, we go to college basketball. Just three games on the card for you. And yes, I was tempted to play that Wisconsin-Maryland game tonight, but you know how I do on Wisconsin bets, so I'm staying away. Game number one, it is Indiana-Purdue-Fort Wayne, minus one against Robert Morris. So a Horizon League matchup between two not-so-good teams. IPFW is 6-7 this year. Robert Morris is only 2-12. IPFW had something positive this week. They upset Youngstown on the road. Robert Morris had something bad happen this week. Their top scorer left the program. I would normally take the home team looking for their first conference win, but not today with everything going on within the program. I'm on Indiana, Purdue, Fort Wayne, minus the one at Robert Morris. Next up, it is the Battle of Montana in the Big Sky Conference. We're going to play Montana State, minus 2.5 over Montana. So Bobcat fans need a pick-me-up after their football team lost in the FCS championship game yesterday. These are two solid clubs, both 11-5 this year. The Bobcats are 5-1 at home. The Grizz are only 2-5 on the road. I'm going to take the home team. I'm laying the 2.5 with Montana State. Then your final game of the card, it is James Madison plus the 1.5 over Hofstra. So JMU hasn't played since December the 11th. They've had five straight games canceled because of COVID. And as of the last quote that I can find, they maybe still have issues within the program that could impact the rotation today. If the problem is significant, I think the game gets postponed. If it's not, I think we're getting great value on a team that is 8-2 with excellent wins, has more talent, and is at home. I'm going to go with the Dukes of James Madison plus the 1.5 over Hofstra. So let's recap your card for a Sunday. It's a big one for us as we wrap up the season, the regular season in the National Football League. We're on the Vikings, minus the 4 over Chicago. We're on the Chargers, minus the 3 over the Raiders. We're on the Ravens, minus the 3.5 over the Steelers. We like the Patriots, minus the 6 at Miami. We're on the football team, minus the 7 at the Giants. We're on the Falcons, plus 3.5 over the Saints. Your quarterback prop bets all under again this week. We're on Trevor Lawrence, under the 207.5 against Indianapolis. We're on Zach Wilson, under the 184.5 at Buffalo. We're on Matthew Stafford, under the 279.5 against San Francisco. On the frozen pond, we like Anaheim, minus the 1.5 over Detroit at a plus 170. In college basketball, we're on Indiana, Purdue, Fort Wayne, minus one at Robert Morris. We're on Montana State, minus 2.5 over Montana. And we're on James Madison, JMU, plus the 1.5 over Hofstra. So that's your card for a Sunday. As always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everybody.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.